This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Yesterday we mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of the Anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam in the Quran, their life story and the story of the people to whom they were sent. And the reason for this is Allah wants to highlight their good deeds, their evil deeds, that constant struggle between the men of Allah, the henchmen of Allah, and most importantly, Allah wants us to take lesson from these stories. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Also, we can take a lot of consolation. وَكُلَّنَّ قُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلْ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Sometimes you go through a difficulty, then you read about others who went through greater difficulty and how they dealt with it. It gives you great consolation. We also discussed yesterday about the theory of evolution, that there are those, because of science, that they believe that man was first found in mineral form, then botanic, then he became a milk-yielding mammal. And from their different phases of being an animal, large and small, until he came into the present-day form of a human being. And we said the Quran contradicts this. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says we have created men in the best of form. So that form was there from the onset. And then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We honored the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning the human. So we honored the human by making him distinct from the rest of Allah's creation. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah says, I'm making a man as my vicegerent on earth. Obviously a vicegerent could not have been originally in a mammal form or in a mineral form. And we also discussed the verse yesterday that this amana of being the vicegerent of Allah was granted to the heavens and the earth, and they declined and man took it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. And then we concluded yesterday by saying that the main focus should not be what we were like when we were created, but the main focus should be what is the purpose of our creation. How should we live our lives while we are here on earth, and what does Allah want from us? We then commenced by mentioning that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the first human and the first prophet, and hence he is the first to be mentioned in the Quran, and his name is mentioned at 25 different junctures. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's name is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. Now, taking the discussion further from there, today I want to focus on the creation of Adam alayhi salam. In the Quran, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ. That man, meaning Adam alayhi salam, was created from clay of molded mud. Clay of molded mud. وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And the jinn were created from a smokeless fire. Now the scholars have given the explanation. They say that Adam alayhi salam, Allah created him from dust. And first Allah created a mode, you know, the shape of the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the mode was ready, Allah indicated to the angels and said, this is going to be my vicegerent on earth. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. And then when that mode, which was made out of clay from molded mud, when it began to sound like an expanded earthenware, and when it began to give that crackling sound that mud and clay normally gives, that is when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blew life into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the scholars write that when Allah blew life into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, suddenly he became a fully functional human with flesh, with bone, with a muscular human body, and he possessed intention, consciousness, and intelligence. So we started from soil, minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, to dust and to soil will we return, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, and from dust and soil will we be resurrected once again. Now interestingly, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has made mention of this narration. He says that when the clay was taken, when the earth was taken to create the mode of Adam alayhi salam, it was not taken from one place, it was taken from various spots on earth. So you had different colors and different shapes, and that's why the human being has different colors. You have those who are lighter in complexion, those who are darker in complexion. And the characteristic of the soil was different on different parts of the earth. So therefore the humans that came from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, they also have different characteristics. They have variances in their temperament. We are all the children of Adam, but we all don't look the same and we all don't act the same. because of the variances in the soil that was taken from various parts. So Ibn Kathir has made mention of this on the authority of Imam Ahmad. Now, after Allah created the mode, you know, the outer shape of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, before Allah blew life into him, the angels were very curious that what is going to be this new creation of Allah. So Iblis, who was in the company of the angels, he entered this mode. So he went in from the mouth and he came out from the posterior. And when he came out smiling. He said, "Nah, you don't have to worry about this creation because it is hollow inside. It is empty inside." He knew that man would be given desires. The desire of the stomach and the desire of the private organ. And those would be the two primary desires that would lead men astray. So Iblis went in from the mouth of the mode of Adam alayhi salam and came out from the back, and he said, "No, you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about this creation of Allah." Now, when Allah said to the angels, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," that I'm going to create this creation of mine, who is going to become my vicegerent on earth, the angels asked a question. "Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu?" That are you going to create such a creation that will create fitna, that will create corruption? "وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا," and they will spill blood. Now, the question may arise, how did they know what was going to be the condition of the progeny of Adam alayhi salam? And Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says, perhaps they had seen the jinn, the behavior of the jinn, who were already on earth before the humans. The jinn were created, according to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, 2,000 years before man was created. And jinn was sent to planet earth, but they were creating a lot of mischief. So at some point Allah sent the angels to banish the rebellious jinnat and the mischievous jinnat to the jungles and to the islands in the oceans. And when the angels came, they started banishing the rebellious jinnat. And they found one jinn, Iblis, kana min al-jinn. He was extremely pious. He was extremely devoted to ibadah and worship. And they were so impressed by him that the angels made dua, according to Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani. The angels made dua and said, "Oh Allah, let him come with us back to the heavens. So when we see him in ibadah, we will get motivated." So that is how Iblis ended up in the heavens. But the angels saw what the jinn were doing on earth. And when Allah said that, "I will send this man as my vicegerent to earth," that's when the jinn asked the question that, "Will he also be spilling blood and creating corruption?" So Allah said, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." I know that which you don't know. The angels were not objecting. The angels were querying. They were curious. But later on, when Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, then Allah says, "Wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha thumma 'aradahum 'ala al-mala'ika." We taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. All things. There's two opinions. Some say Allah taught him the name of all things that was in existence at that time. And others say Allah taught him the names of all things that will come into existence until the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah said to the angels, "فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ." You had doubt about his caliber, now question him. So obviously Adam alayhi salam knew all the answers because Allah had distinguished him with knowledge. "قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ." Those who know can never be equal to those who don't know. And because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was superior to the angels by virtue of the knowledge which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him, that is why Allah then instructed the angels that all of you should prostrate in front of him. Now this was a prostration of respect. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. All of them prostrated because it was the command of Allah. Allah wanted them now to prostrate before Adam. That the same one you doubted, he's actually better than you because he's been granted intellect and he's been granted knowledge. They all prostrated except Iblis, as we know. Now tomorrow inshallah, or in the next discussion, we'll take it up further as to the prostration and the rulings pertaining to prostrations and why Iblis didn't prostrate and the different details that flow from there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.